Blog Talk Radio.
So how do we begin to nurture that hunger? What are the characteristics or the qualities of people that are hungry? What will it take for me to get some of the things that I want? And being hungry for those things. Number one, you've got to work on yourself. It's very important that you engage in an ongoing process to develop you. Spend more time on yourself than what you've been spending. The next thing, part of what feeds that hunger, you've got to develop a sense of urgency. The next thing that begins to nurture that hunger, honor yourself as your word. Don't give your word out lightly. When you throw your word out there and you don't honor it, it makes a statement about you that if I speak it, I'm going to live it. It's who I am, because I want my life to reflect my words and honoring who I am and what I express. Another challenging area in terms of nurturing and developing that hunger in yourself is learning the art of becoming single-minded. Learning how to concentrate. Learning how to focus in. And you'll be surprised of the things that you're able to do. Of the people that you'll be able to attract. Of the opportunities that you'll be able to see. You'll begin to see things that have been standing there looking you in the face saying, I can't believe this has been here all this time.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
All right, guys, what's going on, man? I'm here with my dog, Rosebud. Bud, what's up with you, man?
Dang, what's happening, man? I'm here, man, saying bye-bye to my wife, man. She going, man. And a brother kicking his heel.
I think we should hit him with your rap. You hit him with your rap, and I'll back you up. What's your rap? Go ahead, your rap, man. Do your rap.
What? Say, ho? You looking at me? If you are, do you know just what you see? You know I'm a pimp. I pimp hoes. I slam Rosewater doves. All I wear is tailor-made clothes. I got diamonds dripping from everywhere. I got the attitude to say I don't care. The heaviest thing I lift is what them hoes earn. And the hardest thing I do is bust a goddamn U-turn, because I'm a pimp.
Take a hit with a trip. Lay you on your back, flip you over, damn you, bit your lip. Hit you from the backside while you grasp for a grip. Smack that ass 3 times and grab you on the hips. Transpose, I suppose, from your head down to your toes. Oh, shit, bitch. Who knows? It could be a one-night stand and we can have it all. And what we do will never leave these mirror walls. The instant work, the world turned to another day. As Rosebud does his serenade, I'ma put your name on the VIP to just tell the motherfucker who you came to see. I buy you a drink and we can talk about what could be, what might be, what would be and should be. Follow my lead and you can't go wrong. Bend that ass over so I can pull off that edible thong. All right, we back.
Hey, you X-rated motherfucker. Dean, I see why you play that goddamn disclaimer before you start the show. This show got some language in it some of y'all ain't ready for.
got language in this. Yeah, absolutely. Guys, y'all want to call in. These lines are up. The phone number to call in is 515-605-9373. That is 515-605-9373. Turn up the volume. Is it the volume in Rosebud? Let me know, guys. Y'all ask for the volume. Is my volume okay? Or do we need Rosebud's up? Let me see it. I might do it. Let me see. Let's see. Turn up Bud's volume.
Dean, that's you, man. You very low.
They say they can hear me, but they can't hear you.
They can't. Well, I can't even hear you hardly. My phone, let me make sure. My volume is all the way up. This show loud now, whatever you did. You want to hang up and call me again?
Hey, bud, wait, shit. Bud, you there?
Yeah. You want me to hang up and you call again? I hear all kind of crazy shit now. Well, goddamn it, Dean. At least I know I ain't the only one that had these kind of damn problems. Lie. Shit, this should be happening on my show. Hey, Dean, and then I'll be bragging. Yeah, I got a master's in teaching and learning with technology. Nigga don't know how to fix shit. Am I still on, Dean?
What are you afraid of? What are you scared of? Because we all have fears, don't we? We all have something that's blocking us, that's holding us back. And as we begin to look at life, what we realize is that the reason that most people are not living out their true potential, are not doing all of the things that they would really like to do, is because of fear.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
What are you afraid of?
So how do we begin to nurture that hunger? What are the characteristics or the qualities of people that are hungry? What will it take for me to get some of the things that I want? And being hungry for those things. Number one, you've got to work on yourself. It's very important that you engage in an ongoing process to develop you. Spend more time on yourself than what you've been spending. The next thing, part of what feeds that hunger, you've got to develop a sense of urgency. The next thing that begins to nurture that hunger, honor yourself as your word. Don't give your word out lightly. When you throw your word out there and you don't honor it, it makes a statement about you. That if I speak it, I'm going to live it. It's who I am. Because I want my life to reflect my words. And honoring who I am and what I express. Another challenging area in terms of nurturing and developing that hunger in yourself is learning the art of becoming single-minded. Learning how to concentrate. Learning how to focus in. And you'll be surprised of the things that you're able to do. Of the people that you'll be able to attract. Of the opportunities that you'll be able to see. You begin to see things that have been staying there looking you in the face saying, I can't believe this has been here all this time.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Dean! Dean, something going on, brother. Oh, shit. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, it's me, man. I'm not in.
Okay, wait a minute. You called the 505 number. I'm trying to see if I can get you in as far
Let me call the 515-605-9373.
Try that, brother.
All
right. Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you'll...
We have the meat.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. Get your hand off my penis! Yes. I see that you know your judo well.
Dean, can you hear me? Dean. Man, something is going on.
Scheduled within the next 24 hours. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.